Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We are back from thebarlifestyle.com. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for listening to the show, for downloading, particularly new listeners that found us via the ads at the top of their Podcast Addict app or their Overkill app. The CEO of our partner, Red Circle, actually emailed me today and was like, hey, saw your ad on Overcast. Overkill, great speed metal band from the 90s. Overcast, the podcasting app where you can currently find our promotion. The CEO of Red Circle, our partner, reached out today and to ask me how the ad was going on Overcast because he saw it there, which was nice to hear. It's nice to get that feedback. If you're not familiar, we also offer bonus content on this show. If you're new, you're hearing most of the show. You're hearing a lot, but the entire show actually exists behind a paywall, and that's where there's no commercials at the beginning, in the middle, or at the end. There's no commercials, and it comes out the night before, and it's longer. There's more stories. There's more stuff that we talk about, including this weekend a famous ingenue, a High School Musical actress, well known. I'm not sure her dating history. Oh, I know who she dated. I think she dated the guy with the big fake jaw now, Zac Efron. She doesn't drink water. So she's had to come out. Who doesn't drink water? Well, okay, we'll get into that later. But you're not going to hear that unless you're subscribing to our bonus content. You're also going to hear about someone in a bitter breakup who had to have their Alexa recordings played in court. You got to be careful with those smart speakers, guys. Just turn stuff off because it's going to catch you doing a murder eventually. We'll talk about that later. Also, a Brazilian pedophile, the boys from Brazil, they found 3 million euros, which is like, I don't know what the conversion is, but it's probably like $5 million worth of Nazi paraphernalia in his home. How do they value that? We'll talk about it later. And unless you're a Red Circle subscriber, you won't hear it. It's stuff like that that you only hear if you subscribe to the full show with all the bonus content. You can click the link in your app right now. Like if you're listening on Overcast where you found the show, just go to the show notes and there's a link there. It's $5 a month or $50 a year. So you get 2 months free. And it's worth it because we're giving you hours of entertainment every week. Plus the bonus show, a couple therapies. We'll do another couple therapies maybe this week. I've been moving into a new Baller Lifestyle World headquarters here, so haven't been able to get to my other shows. Also, the other show I do, the Bachelor Lifestyle, will be returning. We had a friend of the show, Jason Stewart, was waylaid with a new job, so we missed the entire, he was just buried in work, which I've never understood because I don't know because I'm not ambitious. I've never been buried in work ever. I mean, that's not true, but it kind of is. He was waylaid for the entire season of Bachelor in Paradise, which I hear was pretty good. Brendan, the Massachusetts roofer from Tayshia's season, turned out to be quite the cad. He was supposed to be this nice guy with that Boston accent and his curly hair, and he was like, all, aw, shucks, I'm just a roofer. But it sounds like he was laying stick all over Bachelor in Paradise. I didn't watch it because we weren't covering it, but Jason Stewart and I will be launching the Bachelor Lifestyle on its own. What do you call that? You know, it's like not on this feed. Oh, on its own feed. So you're going to have to subscribe to that separately. And that's not a Red Circle situation until it gets more popular. And then we'll probably do some bonus stuff there, but we'll see how it goes. So look for that. Subscribe to the Bachelor Lifestyle on whatever apps you're using if you want to get our Bachelor stuff. And we'll have special guests. We always have Reality Steve and whatnot there. I am joined now, of course, as always, Bye, Mr. Ed Daily. Ed, how are you, my friend?
Doing well. I'm going to open with a pretty sappy sentiment. This week, I was really reminded on like how nice people are. Like so many people, if you ask them a favor or ask them for help on something, there are a ton of people who just are nice and do things. And my big problem is I'm not really comfortable asking people for anything ever.
Oh, same, same.
But like, I mean, just in the start of promoting my book, just starting to with
the Christmas more, book available now on Amazon.
That's right. It's available now. But really promoting it to more intense Christmas crowd, and then right. more the rando people who I'll push that more in a month.
Great stocking stuffer.
Yeah, if you can, I think you can get this one in a stocking.
Stuff it right in a fucking stocking.
Right.
And it'll,
you're going to have some weight on that stocking. It'll for be sure. like Full Metal Jacket. If you put that in a stocking, yeah, that'll be like the soap and sock situation.
Blanket party situation.
Yeah, blanket party. Yeah. But yeah, people are just really nice. Both, reporters I've reached out to and different podcasters, and people are great. And then also, a person, a friend of the show, is great because I got the mail this weekend and Ben 906 delivered what seems to be like a dozen king-sized salted nut rolls.
Yes. Yeah.
Of different varieties.
So I only got, it came in two shipments. Only one of mine has arrived.
So, for anyone needing the backstory, Brian and I are on the coasts.
That's right.
And I believe it was our good friend.
We're liberal elites. I'm very liberal, but I'm not very elite, I don't think.
I believe last year, our good friend Lee, we were talking Halloween candy, and Lee was like, you're forgetting the best one, the salted nut roll. I had never even seen it. I've never heard of it.
No.
And he sent us.
It's a regional treat.
And he sent it to us, and damn if he wasn't correct. These things are amazing.
They're really good. We tried them last year, but he sent us the original flavor. Now it turns out, bowling correspondent of the show and guy with just a fucking great voice, Ben 906, an amazing supporter. He keyed us into, well, the salt and nut roll people got flavors. There's not just the original. Now, I haven't received my second shipment, so I only have the original. So what I have here, Ed, is the original salted nut roll, which I've tasted and is fantastic.
I just grabbed one of them.
Okay, which one do you have?
Downstairs. I've got the pumpkin salted nut roll.
Ooh, see, that's in my second go round. What I have here is original. I have Don Churro, the churro.
Right. Flavor. That had potential.
Yeah, I'm not a big cinnamon guy, but it might be good. But also here, which piqued my interest, the spicy.
See, that one scares me.
Yeah, of course it does.
What are we talking about? So I think we should just in the next few shows
taste them.
Just try because like I don't want to open them all up, and I mean I'm not eating all these king size, so I'm going to open up, and you should do as you see fit. You just pick one, and I think the start
we're
of the
not
next few
taste
shows
the we're same gonna, one. We got to taste because you brought pumpkin and I don't. I'm not in possession of pumpkin.
I'd have to go upstairs. Yeah,
I get it. Okay, that's fine. You know what I was going to do?
You do the spicy right now.
I'm going to do the spicy, but since I, and many people who listen to the show will know this, I review meat sticks on my Insta stories.
I could have a shower right before bed, or maybe take an Uber and get some Roadhead on my Insta story. Don't be boring on my Instagram.
Woo! I review, and not just any meat stick. I review gas station meat sticks, although I have pivoted lately to the Trader Joe's meat sticks, the Chomps, which I was told were elite, and they are not. But now somebody's
really,
like, yeah, somebody's not. Now somebody's like, oh, well, not somebody, son of friend of the show, Travis Rogers, Bob Rogers, the oldest of the Rogers brood. He reached out on the. He's the one that told me Chomps were elite. And I'm like, oh, they're just okay. I did a review of Chomps. And he goes like this. He goes, oh, no. Oh, you haven't tried Chomps Italian yet. And I'm like, what? They don't even have that at Trader Joe's. And he's like going underground. And he's like,
how about this? He's like, high school?
No, he's adult. He's adult, man. And oh, he goes, he's like 20. He goes, I'm going to find you some. Like he's got to call a guy. It's like he's getting me. Coke or something.
Black market meat sticks.
Yes.
Wow.
He's going into meat sticks. So I review meat sticks, but the problem with the gas station meat sticks is there's only a few kinds. Although I'm finding more and people can point out more to me. So right now the current champ is Matador Original, not Matador Spicy, which we've determined has a sour flavor, but Matador Original is fire. So I thought I will make a story right now. I was going to go live, but I don't feel like anybody's going to do this. And also I tried to set up my phone. I have this janky little tripod for when me and my special lady record our love.
Oh,
I have right here. And it's, but I don't, it's like so janky. I bought the cheap one on Amazon, so I couldn't get my phone in it. So I have to hold it with one hand, but here I'm going to, so you try yours. You go pumpkin. Oh my God, the sound of you eating it. I heard it go in.
Oh, I chew like with my mouth closed.
I know, but I heard you take the first bite in it.
It's crunchy. This is one of the great things about it.
Yeah.
You're getting like real nuts. Like you're getting it.
It's, it's wrapped. It's kind of like it's got a payday vibe to it, but much
way
better.
Better than payday. Yeah. Okay. What I would say with the pumpkin is the initial bite. Pretty good.
Yeah. Yep.
Had that kind of pumpkin fall feeling.
Yep.
Not as good as the original.
Oh,
but yeah. I could see if you were one. I'm not somebody that has a lot of these. If you wanted a change in direction, it's okay.
Yeah.
It is very much fall spice, pumpkin spice that you would think. As disgusting. It continues,
so what you're saying is disgusting.
No, I see. I don't mind. I don't mind pumpkin. I don't mind pumpkin spice.
Okay. All right.
But I would prefer the original.
Oh, so not. Yeah. Yeah. Well, this, you know, it's like Coke Classic. I'm not a Coke guy as far as you know, but it's you know, Coke Zero is just not as good as Coke or whatever, regular Coca-Cola. So it's like, no, the pumpkin spice version of the salted nut roll is not going to be as good as a regular one. So I'm going to, okay, here. Oh, man. I'm going to start I'm beginning my video here. And this might turn into a reel. We're doing, because we review, and look, I've already ripped it open because I don't have a free hand. But we're reviewing here, let's get a better version here. We're recording the Baller Lifestyle from the new and improved Baller Lifestyle World Headquarters. And we're reviewing here. The Midwestern snack, the Petersons. Is it Petersons? Yeah. Petersons with an O. Like Pearson. I have a buddy with that name. The Petersons, and this is,
no,
you can't Pearson. Really read it. Pearson, even better. Pearson's, this is the spicy salted nut roll, which is a regional snack from the Midwest. Although my girlfriend is from Ohio and she's never heard of these. And when they ship them to you, they ship them from Vegas. So I don't know about the origins of this thing, but I'm tasting the spicy. We're going to give this a taste. And let me just read the ingredients to you. Let me just read. Spicy roasted peanuts give this nut roll a lively bite. Well, that wasn't the ingredients. That's just the marketing.
Okay.
What is
but
it?
We don't need the ingredients. Those are all huge. They're a huge bummer when you find out what's really in it.
What I mean is like the flavor. So it's got. It's funny because I'm doing an Insta story and no one can hear Ed. They can only hear me. So what's in it? I believe it's vanilla. It's vanilla nougat in the middle, wrapped in caramel or caramel,
I think.
And then spicy nuts. I'm going to taste these spicy nuts right now. Okay, I'm going to take a bite. Review coming. Also, that's on the side with my broken tooth, soon to be replaced. It's pretty fucking good. It's the vanilla nougat that gives it that like creaminess. And Ed, highly recommend the spicy. It's those spicy peanuts that you get on the golf course. You familiar?
Yeah.
Ed knows what they are. Or you get them at the gas station and then you eat the little packet and then you look down and it's like 800 calories. This is fucking good. I'm going to take a second bite, but I'm not going to finish the whole thing as far as you know. Highly recommend the...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Can't hear it. Hold on. I'll finish my story. Highly recommend the Pearson's spicy salted nut roll. If you are in a region which supports it, but you can also get them on Amazon, which is where Ben906 sent them to us from. Thank you. Love you. Bye. Oh, pretty good.
I had a second bite of the pumpkin. It's too overpowering.
I know. I don't like pumpkin flavored things. I have a buddy. Now I'm chewing. I'm disgusting. Sorry.
All right. Talk well, I'll take yourself. Over while you finish that.
Talk about yourself.
So I wanted to say, I'm just kind of overwhelmed by the kindness of others. And then on Friday, I just checked into Twitter. And I looked and it was a friend of the show, Dolomite.
Great guy.
And he was giving the old-fashioned hashtag FF, which used to be
it's
like
the old FF.
It was like, hey, you might not know these people. Check them out. They're worth following. Follow Friday.
Give them a trophy.
And I was like, whoa, he's really nice. He's shouting out like it must be 15 people on this tweet.
Yep.
I scanned it a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see either of our names.
Oh, no. He's embarrassed of us. I mean, he is our first Red Circle subscriber.
Apparently, he's soured on us.
Yeah. And our original Patreon, and he manages our Reddit, our subreddit. And he's announced that he should be given my Waterford Crystal wedding set. What's it called? Champagne flutes. Based on his devotion to the show that we're trying to come up with a contest for. And he's not even follow Fridaying us.
Yeah. So apparently we're not that much in his mind. Most people were kind this week, but I thought it was worth pointing out.
It absolutely is.
That's all I have to start the show.
Speaking of kindness, I sent you this, and of course, you know, the Baller Lifestyle email, it goes to like its own server at theballerlifestyle.com. Mail, if you want to email the show, it's mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. But it doesn't want to work with Mac Mail for whatever reason. You try to link it to your Mac Mail, and it's been so long, I can't remember what didn't work about it. I would still have to like go retrieve the messages, I think is the problem.
All right.
So somebody sent me an email that I tried to forward to you, and of course the pictures didn't come through.
Oh, yeah. I zoomed in. I had to zoom in like crazy, and then I saw it after the fact. But really all I could see is the email or heading and footing. That was it.
This guy's a big fan of the show. This guy, Matt Richards in Houston, has purchased your book. And he's letting us know that he's bought your
very
book.
Very kind. And thank you to all who great posted. Yes. And once I get all my stuff together, I will send out book plates to anybody who wants them. Just give me your address and proof that you bought it, and I'll send it to you.
You know what? You know why? Unless you're Maddie LeBrant in Canada, because the shipping to – you got to – just to mail something to Canada is like $4.
I think I did, and it was like – yeah, I made like 20 cents on my book because of it.
Yeah, I get it.
I think so.
You know why when you go to send an email, sometimes it's all fucked up like that, where it's like image not sent, or it's like .png, and it's just like the words. It's because the Windows people.
Always the Windows.
And they're shitty viruses. They got to protect us because they're just
that
fucking
damn paperclip.
They're just willy-nilly clicking away on shit like fucking granddad on his first time on his Commodore 64, and they're giving themselves viruses. So these email servers are like, no, we have to protect you. You can't look at a picture unless you're sure you know who it's from. And that's the issue. It's these Windows people.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, I went to the Dodger game last night, and I'm like getting so old. First of all, it was horrible game. The Dodgers lost 1-0. And I checked the weather before I went, and it was said 66 degrees. And I'm like, oh, that's not even that cold. That's comfortable.
That's jeans and a t-shirt weather.
Yeah. But I don't like wearing pants because my bag gets all sweaty. So I wore shorts.
Oh, let's not be crass.
Well, it's true. So I wore shorts. And then I get to the game and I get out of the car and I'm like, and it was like, took forever. Anybody that's been to Dodger Stadium knows what I'm talking about. Took forever to get into the ballpark. So I get in the ballpark and I'm like, get out of the car. I'm like, oh, I don't even need my sweatshirt. It's nice and warm. But at the last minute, I grabbed it. It turned out to be fucking freezing. It was windy, freezing. Anybody that watched it on TV knows what I'm talking about. But then I go to check in. You know, everything's digital now. So I go to like walk into the game, and I went with my son, and I had put the tickets in my Apple wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go to scan them, and somehow I had only put one of the tickets in my Apple wallet.
Oh.
And so I'm the guy that's standing there holding up the line, like showing my phone to the worker, and the worker's like fucking shrugging their shoulders. Like, I don't know, dummy. Like, this is my problem. And I'm like, I put them here. I didn't transfer both tickets to my Apple wallet. So I had to go back into the app. I'm the guy.
You're the guy writing a check at the front of the grocery store line.
Yeah. No, that is me. That is me. And then I found it, and I go, oh, cool, I found it. And then I go to scan it, but it was while somebody else was scanning their thing. And then we were doing that thing like where you encounter somebody in the hallway and you don't know who's going right and who's going left. And so she's putting her phone in it, and I'm putting my phone. And the lady's like, you can't both do it. And I'm like, I don't know. I was just standing there so dumb. And I felt – we walked in. And I told my kid, I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, man. Like, your dad's officially that guy.
I'm sure that was tough to watch. Yeah.
I know. I'm like, that had to be embarrassing. And I noticed he was like nowhere to help. Like, he knows phones and Apple wallets and shit. Like, he knows about shit, but he was just, he didn't want to be associated with it. You know? And I don't blame him. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for all involved. Mostly me, the old man that couldn't figure out to get the thing out of his wallet. Okay. Before we jump into sports, there's one more thing I want to talk about. Horrible, horrible crime. Missing white woman, Gabby Petito. She was, her cause of death was released today. And all I could think about was just, you know, that feeling you get when you know you're about to eat like an Italian sub or an antipasto salad and it's got pepperoncinis on it, and your mouth, you could start to get that like liquid, your mouth literally starts to water. All I could think about was all these white women out in the world with their bloodlust for murder talk, that were just so excited to find how this poor girl died.
I'll be the first to admit, I really did enjoy the first season of Serial. Like, I was into it. Like, I was part of the intrigued population that was couldn't wait for the next episode.
It's a good story,
but I think I've listened to maybe one or two other true crimes.
Yeah.
And
not for me.
And it's kind of like you're chasing that first high.
Yeah. Yep.
And but I bailed on it. But there's such a huge industry of true crime podcasts.
It's the biggest. Yeah, it's the biggest.
Oh, segment. Dirty John. Dirty John. I listened to that one.
Well, I love that one. But that wasn't murder.
It eventually was, wasn't it?
It was self-defense, but there was. There was a grifting aspect of it. Yes.
She was prepared for a zombie attack from watching The Walking Dead.
Yeah, she had a zombie. She had a zombie kit in her car just in case the zombies got loose. It was great.
But yeah, then I listened to one other one where it was like a missing teacher, and it was just sad. And I don't like murder. I don't like It's just, it's, I'm not intrigued by it. Depressing. I'm just saddened by it. But so many people are way into it. It's crazy.
I hate it. I'm not into murder.
No.
It bums me out.
I prefer people don't die at the hands of another.
No, totally get it. Well, so, but today was like white woman Christmas because they were just so excited to find out that this poor girl got strangled. Okay, Ed, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be.
I might enjoy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports? What is happening?
So, in the sports world, NFL is king. And so, when there's a scandal in the NFL, there's nothing bigger. It took the place of every headline over all the playoff games, everything. John Gruden. He is no longer the Raiders coach after leaked emails revealed he was every bit the meathead he seemed to be. In emails, he referred to the black head of the NFL Players Association, Demoris Smith is the guy's name, and he wrote, Dumb Boris Smith has lips the size of Michelin tires. And he weighed in on the drafting of openly gay SEC Player of the Year Michael Sam by saying it was annoying that the NFL forced the Ram to draft queers. And despite Tony Dungy and Mike Tirico saying Gruden was not a racist on Sunday night, the situation got bad enough that he was gone by Monday evening. And then breaking news. He has been dropped by Skechers, cherry on top.
Well, it's so weird. Okay. A lot to unpack here. First of all, should Mike Tirico be weighing in on this? I thought only minorities could weigh in on racism.
He disavowed being a black man.
Right. He says he's not black, so I don't know.
With these kind of things, white guys are supposed to sit this one out and just let people express themselves.
Also, did Tony Dungy, was Tony Dungy reached for comment from his perch at the top of a tall building?
Nosferatu?
So a couple things. One, I was at this news broke while I was at the Dodger game yesterday, and there was a couple Raider fans like sitting next to me, and they were looking at their phone and they're like, oh, they fired him. And I was like, then I heard one guy go, man, that was like in 2011. And I was like, yeah, but I'm like, there's not like a statute. Is it statute or statue? Yes. Statute
is what dumb people say.
But you always hear statue, and then I'm like, am I saying it wrong?
It's statute. No.
Statute of limitations on racism. And the shit he said is so racist, and you can tell it's real because when you hear like what you just said, I can't even bring myself to read that out loud because it's so racist.
It felt awful reading it.
Yes.
But why I wanted to point out that sentence is because on top of it, he gave the worst excuse. He said, oh, that's how I describe people who are lying. I talk about their lips.
Oh, he's such a liar.
And you're like, oh my God. Like you are both a racist piece of shit and a fucking moron if you think I'm gonna believe that garbage.
He's so dumb. And what people don't realize is even if you know, that he could say, oh, this is different. I've learned in the past. This man is, his job is to lead a group of mostly black men into a very violent sport every week. No one can fucking trust this piece of shit anymore. No one's going to go to battle for this fucking asshole.
And he made the only reason why we know who he is because he has been leading a mostly black group of men. It's not like he coached in the 50s and you're like, well, it was like a different time. You know, when people give that, it was a different time bullshit answer. This guy made his money on Warrick Dunn and Brooks, the linebacker. I forget.
Derek Brooks.
One of the fastest linebackers. Like the
sports.
The prototype linebacker of today. But he's just garbage. And this news broke. I read it like on Friday.
Yeah.
And it's like, how are they not suspending him immediately?
Right. Yeah. And then more had to come out. It was like, at first, you know, he just said it about black people and they're like, no big deal. And then they're like, he's also anti-gay and woman. And they're like, okay, now we got to fire him. Like the first thing should have been enough
right away.
Yes.
Should have been gone right away.
Also, he sucks. This is the same as Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer sucks. He's not turning your football team around. Now, what he did is not as egregious as what John Gruden did, obviously. But then we learned today that he's lost his Skechers endorsement campaign. And then I'm like, because this guy had a good gig, right? He was on Monday Night Football. Yeah. You know how easy that is? He works one day a week. He travels there.
Had to spend a lot of time with Tirico, though.
Yeah, that's true. So boring. I don't know how he didn't fall asleep in the booth. I'm told that Tirico is good. And I'm like, so boring equals good? Because the guy's so dull. He's
really just dry. There's just nothing interesting.
You know who's good? Gus Johnson. Every game feels like an event.
You know who Gus Johnson's doing? Just a real pro. Spiro Dedis.
Great.
I listened to him this weekend. I was like, fantastic. I need to hear more games. He should be more nationally known. He just works like this fifth best CBS game or whatever.
He does, yeah. Iron Eagle, great. You know, there's a lot of good guys. But Michael, what's his name? Mike Tirico gets all the jobs. What were we talking about? He had this good, he was doing Monday Night Football.
Right.
Barely had to work. He was making millions of dollars. He was doing fucking Corona commercials.
Who's buying sneakers because John Gruden wears them?
No one. That's insane. Who drinks Corona because John Gruden does? And also, if you knew this was lurking, like, do you think he just didn't think anything of it? Like, how could you type these words and send them? He knows those don't disappear. Like, it's one thing to like say this to somebody, but to write it down, to type it into your fucking Outlook and send it off to your NFL buddies. It's an insane proposition. This man is a maniac. He shouldn't have any job. He has bad judgment.
No, he's awful.
Yeah.
And the only good that comes of this is if he were to get fired, we would be hearing him back in the booth the next fall. We don't have to hear him again.
No. Oh no. He's
we're done.
Anything. You know what I was thinking? There's one place he could still work, and he may.
OAN?
No. Well, that's true. Yeah, OAN or Newsmax, but I wasn't thinking of the political realm. Barstool. Barstool.
Barstool is just overt in their angry white guy feelings.
Yeah, they would hire him. What else is going on?
We're moving away from a bad person to one of our favorite people on the show.
Yes.
J.R. Smith, who we've talked about. He has enrolled at, was it NC A&T?
North Carolina A&T, yeah.
He never went to college, so he's taking classes. He's tweeting about how he got like a B on an exam, and he's
one
tweeting
more B
out
than I ever got.
He's tweeting out like facts he learns. He's delightful.
He was
always a fun, even if he was somewhat maddening as a player. But now he's a college golfer, and he had his first tournament this week. And unfortunately, he stepped in a beehive and was forced to get medical attention during that first tournament.
Yeah.
But he shot like a high 70s.
81, I think he shot, which is, it's a pretty good score. I mean, this isn't Oklahoma State. This is North Carolina A&T. You know, it's like, this is not a competitive program, but he's obviously a good golfer. 81, first tournament. He'll get better.
And he's playing against guys that have done nothing but play golf.
Exactly.
And he was an NBA champion and NBA player for over a decade.
Why isn't he? Did he just not get any calls? Because the guy can shoot three pointers, which is really all you need to be able to do in the NBA. Is it just not? Nobody wanted to hire him anymore?
He was sometimes showing up late for practice, but at the same time, he always brought that skill set. And I loved him as a Nick. He was a little erratic, but he was great. He was fun. He won Sixth Man of the Year 1 year with
the Knicks. Was briefly a Laker. Didn't he throw soup at somebody one time?
They asked for it.
There was a soup issue at practice. Who's eating soup? Really?
Seems like a weird thing to be having during an athletic.
Yes. Post practice soup. I could see a protein shake, maybe a steak, maybe some carbs, some potatoes, rice, chicken, but fucking soup. You know, when I have soup, when I'm sick.
That's I really don't have it much, but on a cold winter day.
It could be nice. Yeah.
The Alabama got upset by Texas A&M this weekend, which
love that.
Is great, but it's a real tough feeling when I forgot to mention I was on a hot streak. I went 5-0 last weekend and I was 4-0 heading into the Bama game. I was like, can I sweep another game? And no,
you can't. You gotta get on record with these picks. You can't tell us you're 5-0, 4-0.
Well, no, I went 1-4 the week or 2-3 the week before I went 5-0. But yeah. I was on a real roll and I was like, man, I'm on fire. And then you have this situation where you lose the bet, but Alabama wins. So for a little while there, I wanted to cover. And then I was like, all right, I'm the biggest A&M fan right now because I cannot lose the bet and have Bama win. But anyway, they lost last second field goal.
Are they going to be able to do that thing where they're like, actually, the loss was earlier in the season?
Yeah,
that's exactly
what's going to happen.
Yeah.
People are like, yeah, it's fine. As long as they, win the rest of their games, they're fine. They'll still win the national championship.
I was just bummed because my Texas Longhorns were kicking the living shit out of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And then the Sooners switched QBs.
Well, that guy, Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
He was on, I watched like a Netflix show about that followed three high school quarterbacks and he was one.
Shut up.
And he was the biggest asshole to his teammates. He was a dick.
Yeah.
And it was like, and then you hear, going into the year, he's the Heisman front runner and the number one pick front runner. And now he's going to lose his job and he's fallen certainly out of the first round.
Spencer Rattler sounds like a gay porn star that only wears snakeskin pants. And he just comes in and he's like shirtless and he's real smooth and he's like, hey baby, I'm Spencer Rattler. And then he whips it out. He's got a big old dong under his
great name, but he was a dick. So I'm glad to see that they won it without him.
Under his snakeskin pants, like Jim Morrison used to wear those leather pants and no shirt. Imagine like kind of like that, but snakeskin.
Leather pants seem so hot. I can't imagine wearing them.
No, I have a sweating issue. There's one more thing I want to say about that A&M.
Oh, I didn't even get to the story. So the Alabama radio play-by-play guy, as Texas A&M lined up for the field goal, he refused to call the winning field goal. He didn't call the play.
Oh, that's Bama.
He stayed quiet and just pouted. And then he said after the play, when the Aggie fans ran onto the field, he's like, that'll be a $250,000 fine for A&M for storming the field. Cause that's, like a safety thing. So that's how sad and spiteful he was. Like the home radio guys are always homers, but that's next level. He wouldn't even announce what happened.
That is so
he's a grown
your
man.
Your job is to describe what is happening for the people watching. You're in dereliction of your job. You're committing malpractice.
And are do you really get to be that upset when, what have they won? Three in a row?
So like, many. I don't know. Too many.
Yeah, like they win all the time. So you
didn't
lost
Clemson
the game.
Win once.
Okay. But still, Saban has won like six.
Yeah. Too many.
So like, It's okay. It's okay if your team loses once and they'll still get to the playoff as long as they win.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Loser.
Let's hope not.
Stifle Tower. Rudy Gobert waited 69 days to respond to a fan tweeting at him every day.
That's nice.
And he said, I've been waiting for this day.
He specifically did that. Now, has he had to account for causing COVID because
the pandemic.
Because there's the lab leak theory, and now, but no one talks about the Rudy Gobert
connection. Rubbing those microphones.
Hey, everything was fine till he touched those mics. Then he touched those mics, and they're like, "Oh, you Brian, you can't get on a plane home." And the Long Beach State Dirtbags, number 17 in the country, season is over. Like, what the fuck, Rudy?
Mike Terps, who just won the Big Ten.
Yes.
Tournament for you.
Trying to convince me that Maryland is in the Big Ten. They're in the ACC with Duke.
No.
Your other second favorite school, Duke.
The worst. Yeah. Andy Murray was, quote, in the bad books with his wife Kim after his tennis shoes were stolen with his wedding ring attached to them. So he lost the ring. He is worth $165 million, by the way.
Oh, is he? Yeah. There's more on that later. Andy Murray. Yeah, he's so rich.
He's not going to play with his wedding ring on.
Yeah, he put his tennis shoes out in the driveway or something to because they're smelly and sweaty. Doesn't he get a new fucking pair of shoes every time he plays?
I mean, he's sponsored by somebody major.
Of course he is.
He's one of the only tennis players I know. He's definitely got a major sponsorship.
Yeah, I read even that he's not a top player, but he's a well-known player. I read that Roger Federer, who doesn't even really play anymore, he gambled. He did that thing where Nike was like, well, you're our big tennis player, but we have other, we have Serena and stuff. So we can't, like 10 million's our number. And he's like, oh yeah, no, I'm leaving. And then he went to some Swiss like startup and he took points on the back end. And so the 10 million he turned down, the Swiss company that sponsors him to not even play any tournaments anymore. He did a deal with them where he's like, also, there's no retirement clause in this. You still have to sponsor me, even if I don't play. He took points on the back end. And then now the company was just valued at like $10 billion or something. And he's got like 3%. And so his stake is like $600 million. Look, somebody that read the same article as me that remembers all the actual details. Look, I'm not that far off. Okay. It's like that. It's not really the point. What I'm saying is good for Roger Federer and Andy Murray. Get a new pair, like dry your shoes out, throw them in the trash or fucking sign them and give them to a kid. I knew of a guy. This is actually one of those tangential knowing. Somebody I knew was friends with a guy that was a bellman in New York City, and he took Andre Agassi's bags to his room, and Andre Agassi's like, hey man, here's your tip, and handed him like five boxes of brand new Agassi Challenge Court, my favorite all time Nike shoes. Here you go. Here's a tip. Here's $1,000 worth of shoes. And Andy Murray's reusing his. Maybe we should look at his sponsor.
Yes, that shows that maybe he's being ridiculous with that. But like, so you lose your wedding ring.
Yeah.
Who cares? You lost yours. A new one.
Yeah, get a new one. Don't get one of those black like rubber ones. Just wear nothing because you look like an idiot with that black rubber thing on your hand. And now there's a bunch of people listening to me that are like, hey man, I'm a lineman for the county. Like I can't wear a metal wedding ring. Just wear nothing.
Guess what?
Yeah.
I found my wedding ring. After losing it.
Yeah, that was amazing. In the ocean.
Yeah, but I haven't worn the wedding ring. It's sitting on a little thing by my sink for like the last 7 years or so. Amazing. Everybody knows I'm married. I'm not stepping out because I'm not wearing a wedding ring. I'm just, I don't like wearing rings.
I was recently relieved of my most recent wedding ring and all my other possessions. They all went same. I'm like, that? You wanted that?
Yeah, why would you want that?
I don't know. I guess to melt it down and sell it. Things have value more to other people than to me, apparently. But yeah, don't go easy on the wedding rings. Ed, everybody knows I'm cool rings guy over here. I'm suddenly because of the COVID 15, what do they call it? Pandemic 15, whatever.
Sure. I get it. Like the freshman 15.
Yes, I can't get my ring. I can't get one of my rings on the normal finger. It goes on the middle finger. And I slide that fucker on there. And then I need some soap or something to get it off. So I've been having to throw it on the ring finger, which is just, let's not get depressed. I just ate half a salted nut roll. Okay, what else?
Tom Cruise was spotted at the Dodger Giant game on Saturday night, and he was asked who he was cheering for. His response, I'm a fan of baseball.
What a weirdo. Well, he's such a weirdo. And people were saying, hey, was that a deep fake? Was that an impersonator? It was like the Saddam Hussein impersonators. Because he's got so many injections in his face.
Yeah, he looks puffy like Norm MacDonald.
Yes, yes. But Norm was probably on like some anti-cancer drugs.
But I'm saying when people like were wondering what was going on with Norm, that this is the puffiest Tom has looked.
Yeah, he looks really puffy. He looks bad. And you could tell he's got some plug work done because this is what happens. You continue to go bald behind the plugs. So if you look at him during that interview, he's all light around the crown. It's almost like the mange has set in on the top of his head because the plug work can only fill in so much as the regular hair continues to stop growing and the follicles die or whatever. You know, you could still tell. So, Tom, I mean, he's jumping out of planes.
Baseball.
Yeah. Woohoo! Yeah! I love her, man! Woo! He's really pumped up. He'll remember your name. He rides motorcycles. He's a seventh level Thetan. He flies jets. I mean, the guy is a lot. And then I saw a Us Weekly cover today at the pharmacy, and it was like, why can't Tom find love? Which, you know, I feel like he should be able to in his late 50s.
He's found it several times.
Yeah. Mimi Rogers, Nicole Kidman, others.
It's weird for somebody to be famous for that long and not have a proper answer. I mean, he's from New Jersey. He could just be like, I'm a Yankee fan. And people be like, well, I don't like the Yankees, but they would understand. He's from New Jersey. Yankees, whatever. He couldn't come up with a team, so he just said, I'm a fan of baseball. So are you there for marketing, so you don't know about the sport? Yeah. You can't come up with an answer?
Well, he doesn't want to be wrong. He doesn't want to alienate people.
Worse.
Imagine just going to a game because you're a fan of baseball. Sometimes, you know, I talked about it before. I haven't the last couple of years. Do my boys trips every summer to Wrigley Field. Now, a lot of times, you know, the Cubs are my team when I'm at Wrigley Field, you know, unless I'm betting the over, then I'm just a fan of baseball. I'm just a fan of home runs. My point is you gotta have some skin in the game. So you get there and you don't care about either team. That's when you make a bet. Then you're suddenly a fan.
There was one time I was at a sports book in Vegas and a guy bet the over and he just kept shouting, I need hits. I need hits. He's just cheering for
hits. Yeah. I love that. Yes. There's nothing wrong with that.
I need hits.
Or when they do that pass, you know, they give you a buck and then everybody holds the cup while somebody's at bat. And then if the guy doesn't get a hit, you got to give it to the next guy and he puts a buck in it. And then when somebody gets a hit, then whoever's holding it gets to keep all the money.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
You know, you make a game like that. Like, you can't just, oh, I love baseball. You fucking, like, I turn on a college football. I turn on Yale and Lehigh. I fucking choose a side right away. Somebody wins and loses. Yeah. What else?
Glenn Big Baby Davis and 17 other ex-NBA players were charged with fraud. Excuse me. Yeah. I'm still having problems with some nuts from like can't eat nuts and then talk. I'm still struggling from anything salty. 45 minutes ago.
I know.
We're charged with fraud after trying to rip the NBA player's health plan off for $2.5 million in fake medical claims. Easily disprove receipts sunk their scam. So they were saying they had procedures that weren't.
This is the same thing that your fucking guy Clinton Portis was doing to the NFL.
Yes.
I had to get this all these expensive machines for my rehab that he didn't actually buy, and then he submitted for. Anybody that actually read the article is going to know that I'm kind of wrong here, but I'm pretty close. And you know, that's how they defraud. They're like, oh, I spent this money and I'm eligible to be reimbursed because I'm in your health plan. And it was like a lot of losers in this one, like Darius Miles. Who else was in there?
Sebastian Telfair. He was like Sassy. He was like the all everything point guard that was going to be the next whoever. And he was a big bust.
Straight out of high school. Yeah. So these guys might do jail time for this.
And it's not a lot of money. No. 17 guys or 18 guys splitting $2.5 million. That's a scam that's going to put you in jail, but it's not going to set these guys up for life. Yeah, like if you're going for the score to like set you up for life, it's not great. No. These are NBA players that would make that in a couple weeks.
Do you think when Glenn Big Baby Davis has to sign his plea agreement that he's going to get up, you know, and the judge is going to be like, what, you know, what'd you do it for, Big Baby? And he's just going to be like, sandwiches.
I did it
for the sandwiches.
I did it for the supersizing.
Isn't there a little baby? What happened to the other big?
Are you thinking of Baby Jordan? Harold Miner?
No, there's no Big Baby. Glenn Big Baby Davis has a younger Big Baby that plays in the NBA, I think. Glenn Davis Jr.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. I don't know that. Wow.
Well, I'm going to look it up right now. And I'm not talking about Glenn
Popeye
Davis.
Jones' son plays hockey.
Hold on. Glenn Davis. Look, I could be wrong. Oh, I think I am wrong. Hold on. Glenn Davis Jr. Fuck. Oh, no. No, this. No, some white guy. I thought there was a little Big Baby.
You got to admit, Glenn Davis sounds like a white guy name.
Well, there was the first baseman. I believe he played for your Orioles for a while, Glenn Davis.
Worst trade in my childhood. Orioles traded three young prospects. Steve Finley, Curt Schilling, and Pete Harnish for like 6 months of Glenn Davis. It was bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Pete Harnish Racing? I'm thinking of the guy from Purdue. Who was the guy from Purdue? That was like the first overall draft pick.
Big Dog. You're thinking of Big Dog.
Big Dog.
Yeah.
Why we got a Big Dog and a Big Baby? No, Big Dog. Oh, Glenn Davis is the big. Glenn Davis is the fat guy. Like he's like, hey, look at me, I'm fat, but I can get rebounds.
LSU made the Final Four, and he was like, he was the modern day Oliver Miller from Arkansas. He was the fat, good basketball player.
He could ball.
He's good. He's the best of that whole bunch of players, probably.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
NFL Insider paints a dire picture of the Jaguars locker room. He says Urban Meyer is being openly mocked and ridiculed by his players.
Of course he is.
Urban's wife, Shelley, says we are all sinners in support of her husband.
That's crazy.
I have my
flaws. It's so embarrassing for her. I feel terrible for her.
But there are no videos out there of me digging my fingers into somebody's butthole.
Same.
Yeah, I'm not perfect. Yeah, don't be crass. we're all sinners, but like Irvin's sins are a little bit on display right now.
Yeah, and he's just such a piece of shit in general. Just
arrogant, awful dude.
Yeah,
Irving. And also, it goes, obviously, it's not even close to John Gruden's situation, but if he's being mocked, get him out of there immediately. You can't.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't
have a coach. I mean, what's the point? They're just going for another number one pick.
They got to negotiate. Like, what's his name? John Gruden. He resigned. I just did air quotes. He had like a 10-year contract, which is like no one has that. You know, there's like standard lengths of coaches' contracts, and they're usually like around 5 years, I think. So they're not paying off the rest of his 10 years. So he resigned, but they'll pay him something. So it doesn't have to go to court. Similarly, this Irving Myers thing, he just started his contract, and they don't want to go in a protracted court battle over it. So they're negotiating. His lawyers and Shad Khan, my guy's lawyers, are working something out where he can walk away, but he doesn't get all his money. He gets, you know,
some.
50 cents on the dollar. Whatever.
Right, it's a buyout. That's what it is.
Yeah. But also, like, it's hard because I like Shad Khan, but he got rid of my guy Gardner Minshew, and I'm not into Trevor Lawrence, or I'm not I'm not into anything about the Jaguars. I'm not into people calling them the Jaguars. I'm just not into any of it.
So many people call them the Jaguars.
I don't know. Some people just mispronounce things, and it's just like they don't even hear it. They don't hear people say it the right way.
Yeah.
So they just say Jaguars when it's fucking Jaguar. You know, it's like, I will say this. I did like Maurice Jones-Drew. That guy was a fucking bowling ball.
Yeah, he's great. I won some money off of his performances at UCLA. He was dominant.
He returned kicks.
He was great. He was
not only their number one running back, but he'd run back kicks, and he'd fucking was good for like every other game running back a kickoff for a touchdown.
But on UCLA, he was Maurice Drew. The Jones came out of nowhere.
His grandpa died. So he added the Jones like as tribute, which I would argue is better than the guy on the Packers that has the ashes in his jersey. He had to have a special pocket sewn onto his jersey, like get a tattoo or something. That's what I would do. Okay. Hey, Ed, let's do some emails or voicemails. I mean.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do.
And he's even worse than ish. His thoughts are useless shit.
Big news regarding that song, or adjacent to that song coming.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe in this next segment. Let's do a few voicemail here. Is it voicemail? I feel stupid when I say voicemails. It's not like Jaguars.
No, and it's not attorneys general. I think it's voicemails.
Voicemails.
Voices mail.
Voices mail. Voicemail. The plural, but plural with no S?
Like moose.
Right. Like moose. Or deer.
Check your voice. Yeah, I think voicemail. It's a voicemail box.
Do I have any voicemails?
It's got to be. Mail is. Yeah, when you get your mail, you don't say, I'm getting my mails.
Email, voicemail. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to stop doing that. Okay, let's listen to a voicemail.
Hey, Ballers. Ed, Brian, what's going on?
Hey, buddy.
So I'm just sitting here thinking about the baller lifestyle. And how rich is this fucking guy?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not rich. I just have enough that I don't really have to work. So that's good enough. But I don't really buy anything anymore, because that's what happens when you start to get old. And speaking of which, because I was thinking about this in my head, that BMW wagon that I have, it's going along great. I got it all fixed up and then it wouldn't start. And I'm going to cut to the chase. The mass airflow sensor, you know, you'd think like a Volkswagen would have.
$600 part, by the way.
Have it, or anything would have it, right? Even though it's a 92, $1,800 fucking dollars from Germany. So takes a big bite out of any profit that I thought I was going to enjoy. So I'm not that rich. And I was going to do this.
Also, the rear suspension on that thing was smashed. This is just a discussion between me and Stu on a picture of a BMW that he had in his yard. The rear suspension on that thing was smashed, dude. It's never going to drive straight. Maybe it will. They're very collectible early 90s BMWs now, especially the touring, the wagons.
I have this idea about the Waterford Crystal because, you know.
Oh, let's recap because we got a lot of new listeners. We're looking for a contest. I recently moved the Baller Lifestyle World headquarters to a new location. In the process of my move, I discovered that one of the things that was left behind when I was relieved of nearly every worldly possession I had. One of the things left behind was a set of Waterford crystal glasses valued on the low end, $150. These are beautiful crystal champagne flutes, a match set that were given to me by a lovely Australian gentleman who wore sunglasses at night. He was amazing. That said, they are engraved. That is the reason that I will not be holding on to them. They're engraved with a couple names and a date. You could have them. Maybe you know how to etch. I don't know. They're still beautiful. Maybe you just put them in your china cabinet and you turn them around so the engraving faces the other way. Nobody will know. I don't know. I don't know what you do with them, but I thought it's an expensive item. I already said I'd pick up the shipping, but hey, I want to do a contest. You don't
just throw Waterford Crystal in the garbage.
No, you don't.
Bring it to the local shelter because what are they going to do with it?
Right. That's right. So it's only
for like a contest. That's all
it's a do. Fun giveaway. It's a fun, right. It's a fun contest. And Ed had the suggestion we do a song contest, which I think is great. I just don't think we're going to get many songs. So I don't want to have it be a contest between three listeners. I would like to have it be a contest between 50 listeners or something. So I'm open to your contest ideas. And I assume that's where our friend Stu is going right now. Let's hear it.
I know a little thing about Waterford, actually. And I don't know.
It shocks me not at all, by the way, that he would have inside knowledge on, he would be versed on the Waterford company.
Are we doing like, is there a contest? I'm not hearing enough about this. I have a compilation though. Like their art is in my name. I'm not an artist, but art is in my name. Anyway, I'm rambling. It's probably been at least a minute and I got to go.
Love you, man. Thanks, Stu. Love you. Oh, he kissed us. So sweet. Good luck with that beamer.
Yeah, that sucks when you get that big ticket item.
Oh, for sure.
I've been hit with a few big ticket items with my backyard. It's not fun.
Oh, really? Did you like flood or something?
Did
flood.
There's some construction. Whatever. It's just like anything when you have to do some home improvement and then you're at the mercy. It's just like getting your car fixed. When you have like people doing shit, all of a sudden, oh yeah, this part, we don't have this part. We'll come back next week. And then, oh yeah, by the way, you know, that cost was just half the work, or you could just not pay and we'll just stop halfway through.
Yeah.
All that. Not, but no, it's
they
just,
got you.
Mm-hmm. They've got you.
You put a lien on your property till you pay. Yeah, you're so like, I've wait, got, you didn't say it was going
to
be.
I've got my back patio is half dirt, half patio now.
It's about to be winter.
Yeah, I know. Because they're putting in turf on the other half. But,
oh, nice.
But no turf because, you know, the part is missing. So we just are sitting there with a dirt patch. Whatever.
Yeah.
No, it's all fine. But the one thing that Stu pointed out, he said, I'm not rich, but I have enough money that I don't have to work. That's all the rich you need.
No, that is rich.
That's rich.
Who, yeah.
That is all the wealth. Anything more is just too much.
I totally agree. It's just more money, more problems. To quote Sean Combs. Here's another one.
Brian Beckner.
Oh.
And Eduardo Diario.
And Manuel in Gardenia.
Better known as Right Bex. Edward Dane. Hey, what's up? So, happy unofficial 234th call of mine. I don't keep count. I just know I've been calling for a long-ass time. And among one of my early calls, I know it was early because we were still talking stadium talk. This is when the new stadium that Kroenke threw down all those bills on still up in the air, and the Raiders
so
and Chargers.
Yep, SoFi. Chargers looking pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
This Herbert.
Yeah, the Bills and the Chargers are really starting to separate here.
Yeah, they really are. They better, you know, Chargers have been pretty tight with a buck up until this point. You got a Herbert in the backfield. It's Herbert, right? Not like Hebert.
Yeah. I thought when I read it when he was at Oregon, it was like related to Bobby Hebert. No, he's Herbert.
Herbert, and I believe Herbert was like, he had a real major, not like one of those North Carolina ones where it's like public policy or whatever. I think he was like biology or something. Like
I
something,
think
like
he
a
was
science.
From Eugene. He was from Eugene,
he's
Oregon.
From there, and he's pretty smart and he's pretty good and he fucking can throw the ball down the field.
Yeah,
the Chargers are notoriously cheap though. They got to protect his ass. They got to pay to protect
him. I mean, when you have your quarterback, he's worth all the money.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you got to protect his blind side. There was a book about it. Okay, here we go.
Thinking about coming to Carson. And at that time, I called in and said, hey, man, I don't know if the NFL even wants a part of Carson. Because Carson stinks like a thousand asses that haven't showered.
Manuel likes to do local talk.
Chat. He's talking about body odor.
He's talking about Carson, the city.
He's saying the people. He's insulting the people.
Well, I think he's just saying the town itself smells. And it's one of those like, it's like an industrial kind of town. It's like just north of Long Beach. I don't know why. I don't know what's, you know, it's Manuel. So it's, it sounds like he's got a problem with Carson. What are some of the things he has a problem with, Ed?
Mini bikes.
Oh, yeah. Mini bikes.
Handicap driver.
The handicap.
Homeless people.
Yeah, the homeless. The unhoused. Tesla, the company.
I mean, I'm fine taking shots at Musk.
For sure. SpaceX, all the above.
In about 3 weeks. And man, that just hit like the 10th power. Like, Black Bex is going to have to shed some light to all you national people.
Yep.
But I imagine that these days, Carson is smelling like the coal mines did, or like whatever kind of horrendous sanitation plant or refinery that you may have in your area. Multiply that by 100.
Yeah. So I'll be honest, I'm familiar with the city of Carson. I can only remember getting off at the exit for Carson one time, and it's because they used to have a slick track there, which is like go-karts, but the track is like greased or something. I can barely remember this because I was in high school. Yeah. And me and some buddies went there, and it was a good distance for when you're in high school, because it's probably like, I don't know, 40 miles from where I'm from, 35 miles from where I'm from. And I remember going there, and we got stoned, and we raced on the slick track, and then we came home. That's the only time you drive by it a lot. There's an IKEA. You know it when you go by the IKEA. That's Carson. But I don't know shit about Carson. And frankly, Manuel knows too much about it. He knows the smell.
And you have what the hell's going on in Carson for about a good week now. So today is October 12th, I believe, 2021.
I know what it is. It's the refinery.
And this has been going on for more than a week. So the city of L.A. or the county of L.A.
Okay, you're too in the weeds here, Manuel. I think what you're saying is the city, when you drive through the city of Carson, has an odor. There's also a refinery there, an Arco refinery. It's an eyesore.
It's a bummer.
Yeah.
Because the area near Newark Airport gives the New Jersey reputation.
Yeah.
Because and it smells these, but I feel just bummed out the more you read about the people who live near there. And
sure.
And just it's awful. No, it's
you never want to live near an airport if you can avoid it.
No, I'm talking about by factories.
Oh yeah. Disgusting. You know,
it's just horrendous. A bummer.
Yeah.
So
it's awful.
I feel for the people of where? Carson?
Carson, California. Yep.
Yeah.
Big Samoan community in Carson for whatever reason. I think maybe because of the docks, because you can go work in San Pedro. I don't know. Here's a email. Ballers, thank you for everything you do. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I know I am not the only person who looks forward to every Wednesday. I would love to help you expand your listening network by recommending your show to my friends and family. However, I am worried that some of the subject matter may turn them off. Do you think you could publish a primer, maybe a trailer episode or brochure that could explain what year is it? That could explain, go to my travel agent and get a brochure that can explain your sense of humor.
Timeshare.
Yes. And introduce your new listeners to your normal cast of callers and emailers. Well, I don't know. You just got to listen. Yeah. Also, it might not be a bad idea to warn the audience at the beginning of the show that it is about to lead off with an update from Canard or TPC. Well, TPC comes later in the show. Although I think the TPC might have retired. I think the TPC did not get the kind of feedback she wanted from her last appearance. And I think she's kind of like over. I won't even give out her email address, thepenisexpert@yahoo.com. I also wanted to point out that I think you were confusing the gene. You, Ed, you were confusing the Gene Hackman movies Enemy of the State with No Way Out.
No, Gene Hackman, I said with Will Smith is Enemy of the State, and No Way Out was a Kevin Costner vehicle. Yeah,
that's great. That's a young Kevin Costner before he got his head exploded. No Way Out is an excellent movie, and I would love it if you reviewed it sometime. It stars Kevin Costner. It was made in the 80s. I'm very familiar with it.
I know seems, it's like Fastest Horse in the Glue Factory, but Enemy of the State is probably the best Will Smith movie because it's Hackman. Hackman's the best.
Oh, he's great. So it seems to check a lot of your boxes. Best. That's Chris from Cambridge. Look, Chris, I don't like the Kennard content either. I mean, I want to help my buddy Kennard, but I try to make it much less graphic when he calls in.
But what I would say is, I tend to agree. We probably shouldn't start shows off with some crass voicemails and emails. But more importantly, I think a good thing to get people into it maybe is like if they know a movie and we do a movie episode, you can take one of those and be like, oh, you like The Karate Kid? Yeah. Listen to their take on that.
Right.
Maybe that's how they can get into it.
The sound is so bad. I believe The Karate Kid is episode 100 or around 100. The sound is so bad.
We're lining up a new movie that should be fun.
We're doing a new movie, and the pandy's over, and now I got a good better setup here, so I could have, I could have people, I could have an in studio. We could do another like big movie, like we did Boogie Nights.
Yeah,
with our dear friend Chris Morales.
We did a good Die Hard, right? That was the sound okay then?
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I believe that we did that with our buddy Mark, called in last week.
Yeah,
Mark the Nomad, Brian and Ed. Intro. It's been a while, but I need your hot take on something circulating. See, okay, hey, something crass is coming. This is somebody that just wrote in. Oh, now I get intro because Manuel says outro. I just figured that out. I'm like, what do you mean intro?
I just scanned the email here. Yeah, I know who it's coming from. He loves Manuel's outro.
Brian and quote Ed intro period. That's very funny. Very inside baseball. It's been a while, but I need your hot take on something. Circulating on the internets is a video where a guy is caught on video. Well, you're using video twice in one sentence? Fucking the exhaust pipe of a car. Caught, period, fucking, period, the exhaust pipe, period, of a car, period. During the day. Can you please break this down for us all? Because my brain just can't figure out how, why, what the hell is going on. I guess a car is better than an animal, but please take it from here. I don't have the link, but it can't be too hard to find.
I don't need to see.
I can't look at that either. F, Mary, kill. Oh, yes.
Well, I was just going to say, so I know the sender of this. And he's a lovely guy.
Yeah.
But he seems to be, he's very plugged into Reddit pages.
He is.
So he knows, like, these types of things come from him in my life. If I get, like, some weird shit like this.
Oh, he does it's coming from personally. Him. Yeah.
I'm saying he will send me, he didn't send me this, but he will send me some crazy clips on Reddit. And usually they're taking place in Russia.
Well, that doesn't count. Like, if it happens in Russia or India. Oh, and this isn't recent, Toe Cutter. I just highlighted his. I just copy and pasted caught on video fucking the exhaust pipe, and I just pasted it into a Google search, and it says right here, caught on camera. Well, it can't be that bad because it's on YouTube, Ed. Caught on camera. Hold on. Man fucking car exhaust pipe video funny. Oh. Oh, no, this isn't in Russia. Oh, he's well, it's somewhere. Yeah, this is not. Yeah, they got. No, I'll tell you right now.
I tell you right now what's going on here, Toe Cutter. This isn't one of those places where the road is dirt and the license plate is real wide. You know what I'm talking about, Ed? It's got the long, skinny license plate.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. This is staged. Just like everything you see on the internet, this is staged. This isn't real.
Even when you see something heartwarming and then you're like, oh no, that was totally set up.
Staged. Totally staged. This is staged. He really did have his technique. It looked like it was kind of feeling good for him, but I don't like a car exhaust pipe is pretty fat.
You have to be girthy as hell. And even if you were girthy as hell, how could that feel good?
No, you'd have to, you have to make it like your own personal fleshlight. Like back in the day, people didn't have fleshlights, so they'd have to get creative, you know, with jars of mayonnaise and whatnot.
Oh man.
I don't know. Turn.
Toe Cutter.
Well, this is your friend. Here's his next thing. Fuck, marry, kill, Ed. Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift, Lil Nas X. Yeah, I did that. Ready, set, go. Ed? I have theories.
I think this is pretty easy for me.
It's easy for me, too.
I'm going to switch the kill and marry in the order. I'm F, Miley. Yes.
Yep.
Killing Taylor, marrying Lil Nas X.
Oh my God, that's the same for me. Absolutely.
I don't know why. Some people you're just annoyed by. I'm very annoyed by Taylor Swift all the time.
She's very fake. She's very, very fake. She's very curated. Everything about her is just for her brand. And it would be like that at home. Look, I'm much older and uglier than she is, but I personally, I'm not attracted to Taylor Swift. That's all I'll say. And Lil Nas X, he seems delightful. He's a pregnant man, which we know is possible. He's fun. He comes up with songs. The guy makes a lot of money. He has cool clothes. I'd hang out with him. He probably wouldn't be that bad to be married to. Okay,
I think Miley Cyrus would be a fun evening.
She likes to smoke weed. She's a lot younger than me. Also, I'm not super attracted to her. A little bit gummy for my taste. But again, you know, she seems like she'd be a party. You know, I've certainly done worse. Okay, now this is your friend, by the way, Ed. So you have to own some of this crassness because he's come in and he's got another.
He's going like with a quadruple dirty email.
Yes, he's got a Daily's Choice, which we haven't played in a while.
Daily's Choice. It's a choice I made.
Daily's Choice. That's a game we play where Ed, who's said if anybody comes, if a famous person is next to him at a urinal, much like he did with Miami linebacker Brandon Spikes that one time, he's going to check out what they're packing at the urinal. And this is a game where he's got a famous person on either side of him.
Yeah.
And he's got to decide who to check out. So Ed, Daily's Choice. And this is an easy one too. This is, could have been more creative here. The dude that plays Loki, who I believe used to bang Taylor Swift, the dude that plays Loki or the dude that plays Thor?
Maybe my opinion would change if he becomes the next James Bond, which, you know, I'm a real nerd with James Bond. I love James Bond.
Yeah.
But as of now, I don't care about the Loki dude.
Of course not. Who is he?
But
never heard of him.
But
Tom Hiddleston.
Thor. He's an enormous man. I would like to see what's going on. Gorgeous.
I bet his dick is beautiful. Like he's like 6'4". He's fucking jacked. He's on all the steroids, which as we know, you know, if you're not careful, if you're not doing some Clomid or some fertility drugs, it'll shut off your natural testosterone production. Your balls will shrivel up. So that's something you could check out. That's something you could find out for us about Thor. But I imagine he's just got he wields his own hammer of Thor there. And I wish you would check it out and report back to me. Also, Ed.
No, this isn't Ed. This could be both of us.
Also, what's new in the world of loud comers?
Oh my God.
Who's a louder comer?
I cannot believe we have a song for that.
This is a song. We have this came into existence again. If you're new to the show, somebody that used to be on the show, their roommate had sex with many celebrities, and one of the celebrities she allegedly had sex with was the delightful former Saturday Night Live cast member and just, you know, many sitcoms, stand up, David Spade. And I was compelled to ask, is David Spade a loud comer? And now it comes up often, who's a louder comer? Ed, who's a louder comer? And this is easy again.
Again, it's just
Justin,
simple.
Justin Timberlake or Ben Affleck?
Justin Timberlake can't help but scream out. He wants attention at every moment.
Shoves his face
so
in every camera.
Even when it's supposed to be an intimate moment, he's going to make it about himself. He is by far the louder one.
Oh, yeah. He's like, woohoo, baby, 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 baby. I'm coming. Who's coming? Justin's coming. Like, he really styles it. He was the bride at his own wedding, as he planned his own wedding where he also performed. He was essentially the bride at his own wedding. He's the worst. His music sucks. His acting's even worse. Ben Affleck, what do we know about Ben Affleck? He's sad. Every time we see him, he's pouting. He looks like he's about to cry. He's smoking a cigarette. His coming is probably he looks like he has no energy for anything. So he's probably like
he does seem slouched over in a lot of pictures.
He just collapses on top of you and smashes your beautiful breasts against you, and he just and you have to actually ask him, hey, I noticed you weren't very loud.
Are you okay?
Are you coming? Did you come? And he'll be like, yeah, oh yeah, sir. And then he'll light a cigarette and crack a giant Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee, which he seems to drink a lot. Outro, toe cutter, hashtag loudcomer. Oh, toe cutter lets us know he's a loudcomer. Hashtag red circle jerk. Now see, toe cutter, our partner's red circle, where people, I mean, I'm glad. Oh, you're a red circle jerk. I actually that's kind of funny, but you know. Okay. So thank you for that. So that brings me to this. This last email coincides, I believe it was listener Adam that reached out last week and he wanted to do a new game, because a lot of times on the show, we're surprised by people's ages. So
But is it supposed to be, is it like an either or is it just yes?
No, I added one. So he asked one and then I added one to the notes there, so I wouldn't forget to ask, because I just saw something about this news. So oftentimes we will try to guess people's age, and that's how fucking old is this guy, right? How old is this fucking guy? So listener Adam reached out last week and he's like, how about a new game? How rich is this fucking guy? And I was so into it. A lot of times I will just put out to the audience, hey, make a song. We need a song for our RIP segment for when somebody dies. But this time I reached out to Brad in New York because I thought, oh, we need a song right away. We need a how fucking rich is this guy song. Kind of got a long intro. Might have to trim this.
This is like old-timey rich people.
Yeah, ragtime.
How fucking rich is this guy?
That's Brad.
I can't figure it out. I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
I kind of do
like it.
It's got a swing. It's a little long. Good. It's a little long, but I dig it. How fucking rich is that guy? Thanks to Brad. Along with the song, Brad sent along a question. Jean-Claude Van Damme, how rich is this guy, Ed Daly?
Okay. So
that's a big
to think if he's the Muscles from Brussels was a big deal to us, but we're of a certain age.
Yep.
I don't know if his movies were
back then.
But were they that successful? Or were they successful to young teenage boys? I'm going to say, Time Cop was like a big release.
Is that the one he did with Dennis Rodman?
No, that was, I forget the name of that one. But I'm going to say most of his movies, like Kickboxer, I don't think he made real money for that, even though it was like very big in our lives.
What's the one we did on this show? Bloodsport.
Yeah.
We did the Kumite.
Or Bloodsport is the one I'm thinking of. Yeah. Kickboxer maybe a little bigger, but I'm going to say lower than you would think for a guy as famous as he is. I'm going to say it's like 15 to 20 million.
That's, yeah, well.
Which is great. But yeah, for somebody who is who's famous for 20-something years, you would think is more.
Here's the thing, and here's the what's hard, makes it hard to quantify. The dude's from fucking Belgium. So there could be all sorts of shit. You could go to Belgium and there could be fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme shampoo and fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme's, you know, taco shop.
True.
On every corner.
When I said not so much, I'm saying like he was a big deal action star to us, like Stallone. And like there were big Jean-Claude Van Damme movies for young teenage boys.
Yeah.
But he did not have nearly the like the Rambo, that kind of clout, that kind of money. So I'm going to say 15 is what I'll say.
I'm going to say we just 15 million. That's a fair amount of money. I'm just going to say we have to kind of go with celebrity net worth, right? Because that's.
Yes.
That's what it is. So they got him 40 million, Ed.
What?
Yeah.
It must be the shampoo.
Yeah, it's something. They also got him at 5'9", which I think is,
so
you know.
Oof. If that's true, then he's really worth 30 million.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If we're if they're adding 3 inches to his height, then they're also adding. Look at how many names this guy had. No wonder he had to shorten it to Van Damme. Jean-Claude Camille François Van Varenberg. A lot of fucking names. Okay, here's another one I thought of because I just saw that he retired today.
Yeah, from that
former subject of the former subject of the show, Mr. Shoop.
Beautiful. UCLA quarterback.
Yes, Mr. Shoop from summer school. He just retired from 18 seasons on a show that, of course, no one's ever seen. It's the number one show on TV, by the way.
NCIS.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's if it's not number one, it's in the top five, but it's been number one for a long time. I imagine that it is still number one. Mark Harmon. I saw he retired today and I thought, oh, this guy's probably got so much money. The richest NCIS cast members ranked by net worth. How much do we think Mark Harmon is worth? I'm going to guess. I'm not going to look. I'm looking away. I'm going to guess conservative. I'm going to go little shy of three digits. I'm going to say $96 million.
Yeah, I hate to price is right you. I'm going to Hundo. I'm going to say he's I mean, he was on that show a long time and like network
million
TV.
Bucks an episode. Million bucks an episode.
I'm going to say
I think he might be up to 2
million. And he's married to Mindy from Mork and Mindy.
Yeah, and he gets to slam Mindy, which is pretty nice. Okay, here we go. Oh, it's one of these video things. No. Oh my God, a bunch of people I haven't heard of. Oh my God, hold on. Don't always block. No, I don't want to get fucking. I don't want to get any. Oh my God, there's so many things popping up. I don't want to get any reminders from anything. Oh my God, there's so many people in the show that I've never heard of, and they're all so rich. 6 million. Some guy called Sean Murray has $8 million. David McCallum, $10 million. Here's our friend Maria Bello.
Oh yeah,
net worth. I bet she's worth more than this. $12 million. It says. Wilmer Valderrama, he's on NCIS. Is he on there? Is because one of the storylines is determining how many STDs he has. And that's why he's on there. Wilmer Valderrama, Polly Perrette, never heard of her. Michael Weatherly. Oh, that's the guy that got sued. Okay. Oh, Mark, you nailed it, Ed. Mark Harmon, net worth $100 million.
Wow.
He's also a producer on the show. They don't really like go into detail. It's probably more like 150.
Yeah, I was going to say, that seems actually low. No, if he was on a show for 18 years and he's the producer and star.
Yeah.
And it's not like he had zero money from the 80s. He probably was already sitting on 10.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Okay. I think that's it. Thanks for everybody that reached out. Thanks for the song, Brad. Thanks for the email and voicemail, everybody. Let's talk some not sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture. And-